What do you see when you look at an image of yourself? If looking at these images of yourself come with negative thoughts, negative emotions, or feelings of falling short, this next episode is for you. Thank you for listening to the Break Free and Get Fit podcast with me, your host, Dr. Janelle Taveras. This purpose-driven and powerful podcast will provide you with the necessary strategies and tools to break free from everything limiting your full potential to live a fit life. It's God's desire for you to be fit, healthy and whole, missing nothing. Jesus has already done his part. Now it's your turn to do your part to co-labor with him. Success in life doesn't happen by accident, but is a result of your day-to-day choices. Listen to every episode with an open heart and hear the voice of God speaking to you and guiding your next steps. Let's get into today's episode. So I'm going to ask again and reflect on this. What do you see when you look at an image of yourself? And this could be your image in the mirror when you're getting ready for your day or for an event. This could also be looking at photos of yourself, pictures folks took at an event, or scrolling through social media, looking at photos, even from your past. Take the time to reflect. What are the thoughts that are running through your mind? Are these positive? Are these negative? And I'm not asking if they are or not aligned with the Word of God. I'm not there yet, but I want to talk about what we see. And it's based on our perspective or where we are standing in the current moment. So let me explain. If we are in a low place in life, everything may seem big and overwhelming. When we are in a dark place in life, everything may seem unclear or confusing. Everyone's life experiences can also influence how we see ourselves as individuals and the world around us. It's like a filter. If we are not careful, the way that we see things can be influenced, filtered, and oppressed by evil. I personally was unaware of this for many years. I thought that my perspective was just part of my personality. I was just hard on myself, and this was my truth, you know, in quotes, how people say, well, it's my truth. And you can't argue when someone says, oh, that's my truth. But I was unknowingly living with a condition called body dysmorphia or body dysmorphic disorder, which caused me to have a distorted view of my physical body. Now, I didn't express this to everybody, but I knew I drove my husband crazy, and this issue was like an issue that was existing from way before I even met my husband. And I was always like, you know, do I look fat? Do I look this? And I just was obsessed with wanting to look skinny, thin, fit, whatever you call it. And I look at pictures from my past, like the picture I put on the profile, and it brings tears to my eyes. How, you know, I was thin, I was quote unquote fit, and I was still hard on myself. And so this is what that disorder does. It doesn't matter what reality is. You see with a filter over your eyes, and that filter for me was very negative. It was self-deprecating, it was judgmental, and it wasn't the reality. And I know that the root of this condition was demonic because it constantly oppressed me. It led me to having low self-confidence, low self-worth. And even as a Christian, I wasn't taught who I was in Christ. And I'm not blaming anybody for this. You know, I grew up in the church, a lot of people have, and we're just not taught to go to the source. go to God in prayer and seek him through his word. I had my conversion in 2010, the same year that I met my husband, and one really emphasized like you need to get into his word and just read the whole thing. That's like the textbook for Christianity. How do you know what God thinks or what his will is for your life if you don't read his word? And I always say this, so I'm gonna digress so I don't get too far away from the point, but the point was I wasn't taught who I was in Christ. Like I wasn't that wasn't spoken over my life. I wasn't taught to declare these things, to fight in the spirit. I didn't know about spiritual warfare. So my perspective was shaped by the world around me, which clouded my vision. And even though I could see the beauty in others, all I could see in myself were flaws. I was deeply unsatisfied with myself, and I used fitness as an attempt to find worthiness. And this was only a temporary band-aid. And I was living in South Florida since like 18. But before that, it seemed like people worshiped, those that had fit bodies, like worshipped models, celebrities, like everyone just wants this quote unquote look. And so that shaped my perspective. And of course, I didn't fit that mold. Not even the models fit those molds because they're airbrushed. And especially nowadays, a lot of things we see on social media are not the reality. Now, with artificial intelligence and all these filters, I mean, it's really unrealistic to say, oh, that's the standard. That's not even feasible, right? But anyways, it took a divine intervention to turn this around for me. I mean, this was decades of thinking in my mind, and it literally took a move of God to shift this around for me. And so I was sharing this photo that I was hesitant to share. And if you read my blog post on Facebook, I wrote that I was crying as I was stirring up the courage to write and to share. And I didn't even share it right away. I held it back for weeks. And I was praying about this. And I also realized I was holding back because I didn't know what people would say, especially like religious people. Like, why are you posting a photo of you in a bikini? And it's absolutely not for attention. If it was, that photo would have been up a long time ago. But it just brought tears to my eyes because of where I was at in that moment and how what we see, image can be so deceptive. And in that moment, I remember people would compliment me, oh, I've never seen you so lean, and this and that. But it was also where I was in just like not a great place in life. It was one of the darkest moments of my life. So I'll continue here. And one thing that also made me emotional is that there's a my daughter's behind me, and she's literally like in my shadow. And now, looking with spiritual eyes, I see, if I had continued down that path, she would have seen that and would have also been living with that same perspective, that disorder, that demonic oppression, unless I broke it. And so it just makes me really emotional because I wouldn't want her living in that shadow. And this photo was right before I had a mental health breakdown that was induced by my obsession with fitness, which led me to be hospitalized. And I'll give you a little back part into that because I was just like going, 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 taking supplements, caffeine, teas, whatever I could. I was intentionally avoiding meal times. I would be hungry and I would avoid eating. And it was just like I was just overdoing it. I wasn't listening to my body. And all these supplements had me very sleep deprived. I couldn't rest. I did not have peace. And so one night I couldn't sleep, and I was starting to have like delusional thoughts and thinking. And this was happening for a while, like these delusional thoughts, but I kind of repressed it because I wasn't expressing it. And so just because we don't express things doesn't mean they're not there. And I was going through a lot of other things at the time that sort of opened this door for this demonic oppression, but this obsession with fitness was definitely the last straw, the straw that broke the camel's back. And these delusional thoughts like turned evil, and I was scared that I would do something to my daughter, myself, my mother, who was living with me at the time. And so I called 911 to get me because I didn't know what else to do. And like I said, I wasn't knowledgeable of spiritual warfare, and where I was to a point that I could not deliver myself. I needed someone to deliver me from this demonic oppression. And so that's how I ended up in the hospital. And I was there for a week. So soon after this breakdown, after I was released from the hospital, I was unable to work or make daily decisions for myself. They put me on medication and I got very depressed. So I went from a very manic state to this slow progression into a deep, dark depression. And I'm thankful to God for this. And I know it sounds, well, Christians are supposed to say that, no, but I'm thankful for that because God is the creator of light and he's the creator of darkness. And this situation led me to become broken. And that's when God can actually start using us, is when we are broken. When we are broken, it reveals what is inside of us, what we are carrying. And I had so many things that I needed to be dealt with and removed and healed. But this could only happen by the breaking and then the surrendering of these things to the Lord, surrendering to the help and guidance of the Holy Spirit. And there was no way that God could use me in the ways that He has with all those things inside of me. And it also led me to calling out to the Lord, calling out to Him like I did back in 2010. And it was almost exactly 10 years later of my conversion to Christ that this situation happened. And I called out to the Lord. And of course, when we call out to the Lord, He responds. And so when I finally said to the Lord, almost a year later in 2021, I said, "Lord, I surrender all. Like, I don't want to hold anything back. I give you everything, even my fitness." And I'm not going to say I didn't try to get back on board, on the fit train the same way I had before. Because what I didn't say in this story, but I shared an earlier testimony, is that, when I got into the depression, I gained 30 pounds in a very short amount of time. And so, that's another reason I felt comfortable, I guess, sharing the photo or got the confidence, is that that's not me anymore. I don't look like that anymore. And I am okay with that. And even that in itself is a miracle. And when I surrendered all to the Lord, even my fitness, my mind came back. It supernaturally came back almost a year later. And whatever, I want to make this point, right? Whatever we do not surrender to God can become a tool for the enemy to use. Whatever we stubbornly keep holding back from the Lord will become a stronghold of the devil in our lives. I mean, he will take it. And your weakness may not be mine. You may be dealing with something else. We all have iniquities and struggles, and this is why Christianity is a constant daily surrender to the Lord, surrendering our will, surrendering our attitude, surrendering our mindset, surrendering our desires, our thoughts, and saying, "Lord, I want you. I want your will. Establish your will in my life. Let me see how you see. And so since then, I always ask God to help me see how he sees, to give me a bigger perspective, and most importantly, to keep my heart clean. In Matthew 5:8, it says, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." And so the condition of our hearts is directly correlated to the way we see ourselves and see the world around us, which is why God commands us to guard our hearts. Many of us go through life believing the lies and having a distorted view of the world and ourselves, and it can rob us of so many blessings. I know because I experienced that. But I also know that there is hope for all of us because we don't have to subscribe to anybody's quote unquote truth, even ourselves, but submit to the truth, Jesus Christ, who has the highest power and authority. And so if you are seeking deliverance in this moment, this can be the beginning of your freedom. If you are ready, I'm going to ask you to say this prayer out loud. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I know that you have all authority and power, meaning that the enemy has zero. The world has zero. You are greater than what is binding, limiting, influencing, or oppressing me. And I know that as I declare freedom right now in Christ Jesus, the scales are being broken off my eyes. The light and truth of Jesus are making the darkness flee. And the name of Jesus is making the demons tremble. Father God, I submit all my life to you in the name of Jesus, and I hold nothing back from you. I repent from my shortcomings, my sins, my false beliefs, my vain attempts to fitness, and I renounce any behavior, submission, or obedience to what is not of God and not aligned with the Word of God. In the name of Jesus, I take authority over the demons of addictions, the unclean, deceptive spirits blinding my sight, the deaf and dumb spirits, the lies from the pit of hell, and I command them to go right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, I declare the satanic bonds to be loosened and any witchcraft curses or word curses be broken over my life right now in the power of the Holy Ghost and fire. I declare myself free right now and that I shall walk in freedom in the name of Jesus Christ. I ask you, Lord, to fill me with your Holy Spirit. That I walk in obedience with the word and the will of God, that I walk in step with the Spirit of God. Continue to clean my heart daily. Examine my heart, Lord, so that I may see the world through your eyes and experience my identity in Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Amen. If you have been blessed by this podcast, please provide a rating and a comment and take advantage of the additional free resources such as the I Am Fit and Free Facebook group. It's private and it's amazing. Also, the I Am Fit and Free website. I would also love to keep you close, so come check out my YouTube channel, Instagram, TikTok, and I also have a link tree that just keeps all these things together.